Praise you, the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. How many can say that God has done great and mighty things in you, through you, for you, and by you? Hallelujah. Praise God for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, brother. I don't know where you're at, but the trumpet, hallelujah. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and with dance. Praise Him with string instruments and with organs. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. Hallelujah. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. And He said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout unto God with a voice of triumph today. And let's praise Him for the great things that He's done and what He's going to do. Hallelujah. One of these days, I'm going to march all around that city. Hallelujah. I'm going to march all around that city giving praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah to the God. Hallelujah. That redeemed me, that saved me, that baptized me, that healed me, that delivered me, that set me free. I'm going to give God the praise. Hallelujah. You might as well praise Him now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Charles Waggle. That name may not mean nothing. I don't, you know what? My watch says it's 10 after 1. That's Missouri time. So is that 11 after 11 here? Oh, I've got plenty of time.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. And when the gates swing open wide, I'm gonna sit at Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna march all around God's new city with my loved ones who've gone on before. I'm gonna sit on the banks of the river where we'll meet to part no more. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. And when the gates are open wide, I'm gonna sit at Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna march all around God's new city with my loved ones who've gone on before. I'm gonna sit on the banks of the river where we'll meet to part no more. When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the sun refuse to shine. Oh, when the sun refuse to shine. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the sun refuse to shine. Oh, when the sun refuse to shine. Oh, when the sun refuse to shine. Lord, I want to be in that number when the sun refused to shine. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Marching in.
One more time.
When the saints go marching in.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Give the Lord praise. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you. Brother Scott, I've just got to obey God.
Do it.
I've just got to obey God here, you know.
Do it.
I've got to, you know, We preachers, I'm like Brother Scott, Brother James, same way. But, you know, I'm not here to razzle-dazzle or work anybody up. I'm not here to do that. That's not my makeup. I'm not here to work anybody up into a frenzy. I did not bring revival in my sermon notes in the back of my, my car's not here. I didn't bring it on the plane. I don't have it in my sermon notes, my script. None of us preachers can bring revival. I have one preacher, pastor, that said, Brother Green, would you come and start a fire in my church? And I just politely said, I cannot start a fire. I'm going to preach the Word of God and strike a match, and the fire's going to be up to you. And folks, I'm not here to start a fire, but I'm here to strike a match and preach the Holy Word of God. And hopefully and prayerfully, the fire starts in you.
That's right.
It's in you. But, you know, I'm tired of sad sack Christianity. I don't have to ask some people how they're doing. I can tell by looking on their face. And I've never seen such a sad day like what we're living in right now. I'm 68 years old, and I have not seen what I'm seeing now. Some of you are my senior. Some of you are older than I. And some of you, how many would say, I've never seen it like this either? How many would say, these days and times? But I'm going to tell you something right now. It's time for us to come out of our shell. It's time for us to go all out. Hallelujah. It's time for us to go all out. It's time for us, you know what? And when we get there, marching around that city, when I get there, Brother Jamie, Brother Scott, when I get there, you know, I'm going to say, you know what? Only God could have done this. Only God could have done this, because I sure couldn't do it. Only God could have done it. And you know what? I just, there's such a spirit of revival in this place. And you know what? You're used to that. You've got good preaching of the Word all the time. And you know, but still yet, some people don't get it. Some people don't get revival. Some people don't. We need an awakening, and an awakening will bring revival. We put a lot of emphasis on a revival, but we need an awakening. We need an awakening. And you know what? They didn't march around. They didn't march around the walls of Jericho saying,
"Oh, when the saints go marching in."
They didn't march around the walls of Jericho saying, no, I tell you what, I believe they made a noise. They were happy. And you know, you say, you know, I just don't want to get fanatical, and I just don't want to act crazy. But you know what? But you go to Junior's T-ball game and Sissy's dance and all that other kind of stuff. And you know what? You'll get beside yourself. I've been to those games, and you know what? And I've seen people just go crazy nuts, and then they come to church and sit like a bump on a log and not even have any kind of emotion at all. And you know what? Your favorite team's going to be playing today. And you know what? It won't take them much. If they score a touchdown, you're going to go nuts. If they win, you're going to go nuts or whatever. I'm going to tell you something right now. We're worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We're worshiping the one that brought us out of the miry clay and set our foot upon a rock to stay. We're worshiping the one that delivered us and set us free. I'm worshiping the one, hallelujah, that's healed me, that's redeemed me, that's set me free. I'm worshiping the one, hallelujah, that deserves all praise, all glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you. You probably know this name, but Charles Waggle. Some people thought he had lost a cog or two. Some didn't think he was quite right. But Charles Waggle, that name may not mean anything to some of you, but Charles Waggle was an evangelist, and he's holding a revival. And he came home from the first night of the revival, first or second night of the revival, and when he came home, there was a white envelope on the piano. He took that envelope and read it, and it was a letter written by his wife, the love of his life. And she said, "I don't love you no more. I'm tired of this life. I'm leaving. You'll never, ever see me again. You'll never see me again." Charles Waggle wept and he cried. He said, "God, I'm in a revival. What do I do?" He said, "I told you to preach a revival. You're going to preach this revival." He preached the next night, and the next night he came home. Third night, second night, whatever night it was, he sat at that piano and he wept and he cried and said, God, no one has ever cared for me like you. And in 20 minutes he had penned the song, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. How I found in Him a friend so kind and true. I would love to tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend can do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. I'm going to tell you, there's no one that cares for us like Jesus today. And Jesus deserves all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor, and all the power, and all that we can give to Him. It is said about Charles Waggle that when he had visitors that would come over, and before they'd leave his place, and or if he is by himself at night, it is said that even if he had guests over, he said, you cannot leave before we pray. He said they joined hands. Charles Waggle, I'm not going to do it because they're too hard to put on. But the fact of the matter is, Charles Waggle would kick off of his, he'd kick his shoes off, and he'd jump up on the couch with guests there. They didn't think he's quite right sometimes. With guests there, he would jump up and down on that couch, clapping his hand, praising God, and giving God all the glory. Even though what he's in the midst of all that he was going through, he stood, and he did not fall, and he gave God the praise. It is said if he is by himself, he would go into his bedroom before he'd retire at night. He'd kick his shoes off, jump up on the bed, jump up and down, and give God the praise. They asked Charles Waggle, said, Charles Waggle, why do you do that? He said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to spend all eternity in heaven praising my God, and I'm just practicing right now what I'm going to do for all eternity. He said, I'm just having a spell. I'm just having a spell. I say, it's time to have a spell and begin to practice what we are going to do all through eternity, and that is to praise His name. Hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah.
Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Well, I'll praise Him in the morning, I'll praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Well, I feel like raising my hands. Oh, I feel like raising my hands. Well, I'll raise them in the morning. I'll raise them all day long. I feel like raising my hands. Well, I feel like dancing for the Lord. Oh, I feel like dancing for the Lord. Well, I'll dance in the morning. I'll dance all day long. I feel like dancing for the Lord. Well, I feel like running down the aisle. Oh, I feel like running down the aisle. Well, I'll run them in the morning. I'll run them all day long. I feel like running down the aisle. Well, I feel like praising Him.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like praising Him. Well, I'll praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Sing it again. Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Well, I'll praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. Well, I feel like raising my hands. Oh, I feel like raising my hands. Well, I'll raise them in the morning. I'll raise them all day long. I feel like raising.
One more time. I feel like praising.
Well, I feel like praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising Him. Yes, I'll praise Him in the morning. I'll praise Him all day long. I feel like praising Him. I feel like praising Him. I feel like praising Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. How many knows that God is in the house? Hallelujah. You know, Brother Scott, he's in the house. At a very dark time in my life. You may be seated for a second. I'm going to obey God. I have a message. And if it's not preached today, it'll be preached tonight, maybe. If it's not preached tonight, it'll be preached tomorrow, Monday night. Yeah. If it's not preached Monday night, Tuesday night. If it's not preached Tuesday night, it'll preach Wednesday night. And if it's not preached Wednesday night, we'll go to Thursday night. No, I'm just kidding. But in a very dark hour in my life, there's people that don't want to admit that they're going through a bad time because we don't want people to know. And it's not that we want to draw attention to ourselves because we don't. But in the middle of the night, I had been hooked up, a port in my chest. I was wearing a chemo pump for 9 weeks. That pumped chemo into my body 9 weeks, 24/7. I remember waking up in the middle of the night. We're standing in Kansas City, house watching a home for somebody. It was a very large home, like 7,000, 8,000 square feet, and we had a corner of it. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I could hear the pump pumping continuously. I even preached with that pump on. And I'd hear it in the middle of the night, in the quiet of the night. It'd go tch-tch, 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 tch-tch. And every time it was going tch-tch, it was pumping that poison in my body. I remember waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't feeling real well. If anybody's ever taken chemotherapy, and this was kind of a lighter dose of chemotherapy, different than the last 6 months that I took, which was very harsh and hard. But I woke up and I was not feeling the best, as chemo makes you feel. And I laid there for a moment and I said, oh God. Oh God, just help me. God, hear me. And the Spirit spoke to my heart. I'm reluctant to stand here and say, oh, God spoke to me and I heard His voice and all. Oh well. But the Spirit spoke to my heart. And He said, I'm hearing all the prayers that you have prayed. I'm hearing all the prayers from all over the United States. I'm hearing the prayers from North Valley Assembly of God because of Linda, late Jim Slane. I'm hearing all the prayers. I had calls and messages from Vanuatu, international lands and all. I'm hearing the prayers from all over the United States. I'm hearing prayers from all over the world. People were praying and believing. I'm hearing them, Terry. I want you to get up. And I want you to go into the office. I had an office in that home. I want you to go to that office. And I want you to spend the rest of the night into the early morning hours doing nothing on earth but praising me for all that I've ever done for you. And I want you to praise me for what I'm doing right now. And I'm wanting you to praise me for everything that I'm going to do. I got up out of that bed. And weakly I went into that office. And I prayed the rest of the night. Just nothing on earth but thanking God for what He had done, and praising Him for what He had done for me and for what He was doing.
There's people in this building this morning. Oh, yes, we've felt it. You felt it. We've already been up around the front. But still yet, the enemy still yet, you say, well, I've got the victory today, but man, the enemy just may smack you right in the face tomorrow. Someone say, well, I tell you what, I've lived a life of victory all my life. You know what? I live a continuous life of victory, and I've never had a care. I've never had a problem. I've never had this. I tell you what, if someone's never ever had a problem, they haven't lived. They haven't obeyed God or whatever. But there's still yet people in this building. You don't get it. You won't fully turn it over to God. And you know, how many can say, there's an old song I used to sing, there's a roof up above me and a good place to sleep, there's food on my table, shoes on my feet. And you know what? We still don't get it. And we're looking at our nation that is in turmoil right now. The economy is terrible. Terrible. It's terrible in Phoenix. I'm not a grocery shopper. I hate to grocery shop. I never have. After my late wife died, she did all the shopping. Mary Beth does all the shopping. But we came in from Arkansas last week, and she had to go do nursing business. And she says, you're going to have to go by the store. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If I go to the grocery store, it's going to cost $50 or $60 more because I don't look for bargains. I just get it and go. How many of you men are that way? Okay. How many of you women are that way? But I went in and just got five items, I believe it's five items. Five. And a gallon of milk. 60 some bucks. Our nation's in turmoil. Morals, people talk about our economy being bankrupt. Our morals are bankrupt. Don't know which direction to go. People are looking for answers, asking questions, and the specialists don't have the answers or whatever, but Jesus does. Guys like Doc here and myself, preachers and all that, we try to give people answers, but they don't listen. And the bottom line is that we have to fully trust God in this hour. There's no political party that's going to bail us out, even though I lean toward one. But no one can bail us out. But God can. God can. And like that, 2 o'clock in the morning when he says, just thank me and praise me for all that I've done. You know what? I just don't think that we're done thanking him. We sang that old song, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.
I'm not asking you to stand, but could you just sit there and raise your hand and thank you, God?
Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich.
Oh, come on, one more time, Brother J. Man. Oh,
well, thank you, Lord,
for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
How many is glad that you're saved? How many in this building is saved? Raise your hand. Come on, you're not ashamed of it. Raise your hand, you're saved. You're ready. How many knows that he's coming? And you're ready if he does. Hallelujah. I don't know, Brother Scott. I don't know if anybody has just received something this morning. Brother Scott and I was thinking the same. He said, hey, I think there needs to be an altar call. And I was thinking the same thing. Maybe God has done something here for somebody this morning already. Just want to stand up and just say, we're not asking you to preach, but just stand up and just say, hey, this is what he's done for me. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Anybody? 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 Yeah. Glory. Yes. Yes. Amen. Anybody else? I knew you was going to. You was on the edge of your seat.
Hallelujah. We came late today, but this is right where we need to be. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to work in the children's hospital with the kids. And not only that, but giving me a platform with those kids and the soccer girls that I coach too.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Sister, brother, hallelujah.
I just want to say that this was perfect, the praising God, because I do feel in my spirit that God is going to do something. And he's been waking me up in the middle of the night, and I've been on my knees praising him. God, thank you. I don't know what it is, but you have everything under control. And today, as you're saying, we need to just praise him, church. I feel like he's doing something in our lives and in our church here, and the remnant, those that are really just worshiping him. He's keeping us. Whatever is coming, I do believe in my spirit, he's keeping us. Just keep praising him and thanking him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This brother, there's a brother over here. Is this okay, Brother Scott? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a phrase that the Lord has always been laying on my heart the last few years, and more so even more these days. The phrase is, a great revival is dawning. And I look at everyone struggling right now financially. I see people hitting rock bottom where they are, and the Lord reminded me, it's when they hit rock bottom is when they cry out.
Yes.
And I believe that what we are seeing right now is that start of a great revival that's going to be waking up the church. And I think
hallelujah.
For that.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Angela back there. Thank you, brother. Sister Angela. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Be patient with us, people. Yeah.
I'm very grateful that the Lord has given me that calling, and I just want to encourage that you guys are worried about my generation, and rightfully so. But I'm worried about the generation after me, my kids.
Right.
And it's a scary thought of what kind of world my kids are going to grow up in.
Yes.
But I just want to encourage that not all hope. hope is love.
No.
My son is, he's precious. He's just got a tender heart towards God and just a couple of things. The other day, we were waiting for his sister to get out of school, and he's sitting in the back, and he just starts singing in his little, from his little mouth, saying, "There's nothing like the glory of God. It is the best. There's nothing like it." And I wanted to get my phone out and record it, but I didn't want him to stop. And it just blessed my heart. These things are just in his mind, and he lets them go. And
hallelujah.
He'll ask me, "Mommy, when is Jesus coming back?" And I'm like, "Buddy, I don't know, but we got to be ready."
Hallelujah.
These things are just in his mind, and then we play music at home, and he grabs his microphone, and he starts singing along with it. And I just thank the Lord that he is working.
Yes.
Working. I gave a testimony a couple weeks ago that he is so blessed to have his both sets of grandparents, Holy Ghost filled grandparents. And I don't
yes.
take that lightly.
That's right.
Thing, but it is a huge thing. I don't have to worry about what's going on when I leave him at Pastor and Debbie's, or when I leave him at my mom and dad's. I don't have to worry. He's getting it everywhere. He goes to a Christian school. You know, he gets it here, of course. And I thank God. I want to encourage you that there are kids. The next generation.
Hallelujah.
That are hungry and are tender and are soft-hearted towards God. So we just got to nurture that. And I just thank the Lord for
that's
it.
That's good. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Angela. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, I work with old people. I've worked with seniors my entire adult life. And one thing that I saw working with older people, especially when I worked in a care center, was that most people die the way they lived. And so I have this amazing opportunity as being my own boss to witness to old people. And I'll tell you what, there are some people that they've lived a long life not knowing the Lord. And I've had chances, of course, they're on my massage table, so captive audience helps. But I'm telling you, there are some things that God is doing because they have an ear because their days are numbered. And so I want to encourage you, if you're older and you see an older person that doesn't know the Lord, they need to hear about Jesus. I'm a very shy girl, as you know. And, yeah. But I can't get fired because I'm the boss, so it's kind of cool. But I have hope. And I'm going to have to quit my job pretty soon. I have some health things going on, and I'm not going to be able to do that. But I am going to preach. And so I go to a care center. In fact, I'll be going there today. I go every 2 weeks. And I'll tell you what, I'm seeing God do a move in a care center where they're in there. They don't get to go to church. They don't get to come to a place like this. So God is sending me there. And last week I talked about them being under construction. And God's doing a work. And I don't go in there just to make them feel good and give them an encouraging word like donut Christianity, I heard someone say one time. They need to know that they've got to get their lives right with the Lord. So it doesn't matter if they're young or old. God's doing the work, and I'm excited.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, is someone else? Oh, Sister Linda, go ahead.
Well, I'm thankful that I can see today. I had my second cataract surgery
yes.
on Tuesday, and my vision had decreased over the last 3 years, so that even the people on the platform were fuzzy. They were just outlined.
Yeah.
No, and I'm just so thankful that my vision is even better than they expected.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm just so thankful. Life's not bothering me.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. Oh, man, folks, every one of us have something to be thankful. There's one over here, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. How many can say God is good? And we don't say that as a cliche, as many do. Hallelujah.
Hi, I want to preface this with I'm not bragging. I just want to thank God that He allowed me to buy my house and my car in cash. I have no car payment. I have no mortgage payment.
Hallelujah.
That money came from God because it didn't come from me. And I'm still looking for a job right now, but I know He led me here, so He's not going to leave me stranded. He's going to find a job for me.
Amen. 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 Sister El, thank you, sis. Sister Ellen, did you have your hand up? I think she has a word.
You know, after 64 years, a year ago, I lost my husband. I didn't lose him. I know where he is. But still standing.
Amen.
I'm still standing.
Amen. Amen. This is how a song goes. I used to sing this when I was a little kid. Hallelujah. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. If you know the chorus, sing it with me. There's a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord,
for your blessings on me.
And this is the second verse. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all. That's all that matters. Though the world may not see. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on, let's stand to our feet and let's sing this. Let's give Him thanks one more time before Brother Scott comes. Oh, there's a roof
up above me and a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a great family. So thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
I want you to join the hand of the one next to you, your family member, and let's thank God for everything.